words, I wonder. Would you tell me about your day? Maybe if I kept my mouth shut a little bit more. It's not that I'm not curious. I am curious. I want to know about your day. Do you want to tell me? Ever just want someone to hold your hand or rub your shoulders and just listen attentively while you ramble? Talk about anything. Talk about what happened during your day or what you thought about in the shower. Who pissed you off? What you're worried about. Something I think about a lot. All those little things that eat away at our minds on the edges of our consciousness. They just nibble away, don't they? Making us feel anxious or worried or tired, overwhelmed. Will you try to let some of that go with me? Just breathe with me. Let me hold on to you. Touching you or not, whatever is more comfortable. If you want to be held, I will hold you. I'm always very warm. My body is soft and warm. My hands are firm and soft. I'll hold your hand. Let's breathe. Let those worries that collect on the fringes of your mind, let them gather. Give them just enough attention to bring them to the forefront of your mind. Bring them up. We're going to look at them. You're safe. I have you. I'm going to hold on to you and be here while you look at them. Let's take a deep breath together. In. Hold. And out. Take as long as you can comfortably take when you're exhaling. Imagine that when you're inhaling, you're bringing in light and warmth and openness. Comfort and safety and love, and whatever your favorite color is, whatever color makes you smile. When you're inhaling, you're bringing in all of those good things, every single one. For me right now, it will be the color orange. And when I inhale, I'll think of tomato soup with a freshly grilled cheese sandwich, because that's something that would really give me comfort right now, with plenty of butter on the bread. And so when you breathe in, you think of those things, all the things that bring you comfort and safety and warmth and love, and you breathe it in, and then you hold it for a second, maybe count to two or four if you're comfortable with that. And then when we exhale, we're going to blow out all the bullshit, all the poison, all the gross stuff, all the stuff that's lingering in your mind, all the what ifs and did she say? Oh, what did he think about this? All that stuff. We're gonna blow it out. Blow it right out. So let's inhale in, and you think about all the good stuff, all the things that make you smile. Little things, big things, colors, light. And hold it. And then let go of all the bullshit. Blow it out, blow it out. Get out. Breathe in light and love. And hold it. And exhale. Exhale bullshit. I've got you. I'm here with you. I believe in you. You deserve good things. You do. How are you feeling? Is your mind a tempest like mine is? I thought of something else. Do you like honey? Warm honey. Fresh honey. Have you ever had fresh honey directly off the comb? When I was a little girl, we raised bees. We had a few hives in our backyard. And we would take the hives to this really old man. Well, in my childhood memory, he was very, very old. But perhaps he wasn't that old. I still remember his name. We would take our hives and our combs to this man, and he had this workshop in his garage. And my memories of how he extracted the honey are a little bit vague, but I just remember that he was a really warm, friendly old man. He had lots of wrinkles, and when he smiled, his whole face just wrinkled. And he always wore overalls that looked like he had been wearing them and washing them so many times that the next time he washes them, they might fall apart. His name was Fount McKinley. What a wonderful name. And we would be in Fount's garage, pulling out the combs. And he would do his thing that I can't remember, talking to me the whole time. And then he would check with my parents and make sure it was okay before he would give me this ball of... my mouth just started watering at this memory. He would give me this ball of warm wax, fresh beeswax soaked with honey, and I would put it in my mouth, and oh, the flavor just bursting across my tongue was incredible, like nothing I've ever tasted. And oh, my mouth would just be alight with delight and with this vital, very alive taste. And it was warm and fresh and beautiful. And I would suck on that beeswax as long as I could. So I was thinking about honey, because I was thinking, what if you could wrap up all of your good feelings, all of your safe feelings, all of your smiles and jokes and laughter and happy memories, and wrap those all up and somehow encompass them in this ball of warm wax soaked with honey. Imagine that all of those good feelings are in a spoonful of honey. And I take the spoon and I place it over your mouth, and I let the honey just slowly drip, drizzle, drip, flow so softly, so gently into your mouth. You've gathered up all of these sensations and memories and happiness and warm things. And all of those things are now represented in that spoonful of honey. And you're going to taste them directly off the spoon as they drizzle into your mouth. And you can let your tongue dart out to taste it. What does your happiness taste like? What does your joy taste like as it sits on the tip of your tongue? Don't let any poison, don't let any nasty shit, only the honey. That honey that represents all the good things, every good thing. None of the bad, there's no room for that here. Your eyes with me and just imagine tasting your own pleasure and happiness because you deserve to. While I'm right here with you, believing in you and holding you and keeping you safe and warm and loved and protected. That's what I'm here for. I want to be a comfort to you. A comfort and a safety. Someone who believes in you. Who will stand by you. And hold your hand. Or just stand next to you if you need it. Everyone. Every single person. Deserves. Someone to stand by them. I'll be that for you. I'll stand by you. I just promise that someday you'll stand by someone else when they need it. Going to try to rest now. I hope this brought you something. Maybe some peace, maybe a smile. Hopefully you're not allergic to honey. I wouldn't want to give you anaphylactic shock. Also, our bees are in danger, so be nice to the bees. And rest. I'll be here next to you. I promise. Good night.